Many people in life know what they should do, but they never do it. And the reason is they are lacking the drive that only a really compelling future can provide. So this morning we want to help you create some energy and momentum in your groups. You should have received your notes by now through the email, and hopefully you've printed those. I'm going to be going over those this morning. The fact that you are joining this call says that you are more than likely very serious about learning how to do your EcoQuest business successfully and very serious about building a business. And perhaps you have read some of the amazing about the magazine I was just talking about, the Success From Home magazine. It has some just amazing people in there making amazing amounts of money running their EcoQuest business. You know, and most of these people have little or no expertise. You know, just like James and I, when we first started, we had no expertise at all. And, you know, a lot of these people have little education and no skills. And they're being profiled in the Success From Home magazine. And it's just awesome, all the different stories that are in there. I just received the magazine just yesterday, the day before Saturday, yesterday, Sunday. Saturday I received it in the Summit Climber package. It is just fantastic. So we want you to do the same thing. You know, you have the opportunity to share in this potential wealth. So your first assignment for today is to, when you get that magazine, and is to go ahead and read that magazine from cover to cover. That is going to inspire you like crazy. You're just not going to believe how inspired you're going to get once you read that magazine. Okay, so go ahead and get your notes ready. And I'd like for you, the first question that I'd like for you to write down on your notes this morning is, what would you have right now in your life if time and money were no object? Okay, so what would you have if time and money were no object? So go ahead and write that down on your paper and be thinking about that as we go through this morning's call. Now, 2007 is going to be a very special year. There are a lot of new things going on. For example, there is this book that James and I have read. We'd like you to get a hold of this book and read it. Now, it's so easy read. It's a short book. You can probably read it in, you know, a couple of hours, or, you know, if you're a fast reader. But the book is called The Next Millionaires. Okay, The Next Millionaires. Now, the author of this book is Professor Paul Zane Pilser. Pilser is P-I-L-D-A-R. And he predicts that in the next decade, he wrote the book in 2006, so he's talking about 2006, it's actually 2007. But 2006, he's saying that there's going to be 10 million new millionaires, and the three major factors or driving forces for this are, one of them is called the wellness revolution. Now the baby boomers are driving that particular force. That's one of the major factors where the new millionaires are going to be created. The second place where the new millionaires are going to be created is in the increase in technologies, especially the internet, and it's making it so much easier for people to go online and maximize the power of these technologies. More and more people are learning about the internet. You know, 10 years ago, people didn't, you know, they were just so clueless about the internet. But today, I mean, everybody is just, you know, they're getting on there, they're learning how to do the different programs, they're learning how to do all the different things on the internet. So that's another field that's going to be incredibly, incredibly, you know, profitable in the next 10 years. So that's the next one. And the third area that's going to tremendously give to this, to the market of the next, of the millionaires, is the tremendous growth of the home-based businesses. And he calls this the intellectual distribution. And he goes into a whole area in the book about intellectual distribution, which is basically another name for that is network marketing, multi-level marketing, or direct selling, that industry. That's what he's talking about in this book, and it's absolutely amazing. Now, Paul Zane Pilser, now he's not just some guy out of the street who writes a book and predicts these things. He's actually predicted a few major trends that have happened. Like in the 80s, he predicted the savings and loan mess, even before the government found out about it. He also predicted in the 90s the evolution of the distribution evolution. And the distribution evolution is really the Walmarts and the Costcos, the Targets. That's where these people became the millionaires and the billionaires. They were the ones in this distribution mode. Okay, that was the 90s. That's behind us. So the next, this next incredible area where the millionaires and billionaires are going to be made is those three categories that I just talked about. which is exactly the three places that we're at right now. We have all of this potential in front of us. It's absolutely amazing when we realize what we have. So we believe that he is really accurate on this prediction, and we would like to be among the catalysts in your success and really getting you to become one of these next millionaires, if not a six-figure income earner, and hopefully that will be happening sooner than later. Okay, so now let's just back up a little bit and talk about some of the key aspects and things that you need to do and focus on as you're building your business. Now, of course, with it being the beginning of a new year, we are going to go over a very quick overview of goals. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to just unlock your imagination. I want you to throw away all common sense to the wind, and I want you to just act like you're a kid again, okay? If you remember the Aladdin's lamp, the genie's lamp, where you rubbed it and the genie came out and asked and granted you three wishes, well, this is what I want you, the mindset that I want you to be in. When we first set large goals, they may seem impossible to achieve, but the most important key to goal setting is you've got to find a goal big enough to inspire you. It seems impossible, but at the same time, it gives you a sense of crazy excitement just thinking about achieving it. So I want you to just suspend your belief about what you think right now about what you can accomplish. And an interesting story about that is there's a movie out right now called The Pursuit of Happiness. And I would encourage you to go check that movie out. James and I just went and saw it this weekend, and it's based on a true story. And it's absolutely incredible. It's about turning really the invisible into the visible. It's about how we do this with our goals and how we work on this. And it's just an absolutely incredible story, and it's so much about what we're talking about here with the goal setting, how we can really accomplish anything that we want to if we really put our mind to it. So setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. You know, why doesn't everyone set goals? What's holding you back? Surely you've been exposed to the power of goal setting before, but do you really have a list of clearly defined goals for the results you will absolutely produce in your life? We're talking mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. What has stopped you? Well, for many, it's the unconscious fear of disappointment. Some people have set goals in the past and failed to achieve them, and as a result of their disappointment and their fear of future pain, they stop setting goals altogether. Now, other people set goals but abuse themselves by tying their entire level of personal happiness to their ability to achieve goals that may be outside their control, or they lack flexibility to move goals in a better direction. You know, a lot of times as you're working towards some of your goals, something may lead to something else, there may be a better goal, and you may have to have the flexibility of changing or being able to change your goals as you go along. You know, often we don't realize how far we have come because we're just so caught up in the process of our daily living and achieving. A good metaphor for this is when a friend you haven't seen in a while comes up to you and says, "Wow, your son has grown so much." And you say, "Really? I hadn't even noticed." Well, it's even tougher to see your own growth. So I'd like to share with you a simple exercise, and it's called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Now, in your notes in front of you, everyone should have with the Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be using the following pages to make an accurate assessment of where you stood in these 10 critical areas 5 years ago. And so the first one is 5 years ago, which, okay, would be 2002. So you have a page in your homework that says 2002, and it's 5 years ago, and it has there a list physically, mentally, emotionally, attractiveness, relationship, living environment, socially, spiritually, career, financially. Okay, so what you want to do is next to each of these categories, you're going to give yourself a score on a scale from 1 to 10. 1 meaning you had absolutely nothing in this area, and 10 meaning you were absolutely living your life's desire in this category. Then the second step is you're going to write a little brief sentence next to each category to describe what you were like back then. Okay, so for instance, let's say 5 years ago, we'll do physically. So 5 years ago in 2002, physically, what were you like? You may write down, "I was a 7. So you just write a 7, and then follow up with, "I was in really good shape, but definitely needed improvement," 5 pounds overweight, running twice a week, but didn't eat healthy. You know, something like that, mediocre levels of energy. So each one of those, you'll be going down and scoring yourself on a 1 through 10 through each of these different categories. And then the next step would be to go to 2007, January of 2007, and you're going to do the same thing for each category, physically, mentally, emotionally, attractiveness. Go right down the line and give yourself a score from 1 to 10 for today. We're talking about today now. And then a quick sentence. So today, where are you physically? How do you feel about your physically, health-wise, how do you feel about yourself? And then a brief sentence after that. So you're going to go through that and do all of 2007. And then you're going to take the third sheet of paper, which is 5 years into the future, which would be 2012. And what will you be like in 2012 physically? Don't want to give yourself a score physically for what you're going to be like. And then each category down the line for the year 2012. Now, the amazing thing about this is I don't know exactly how it works, but somehow it just seems to work out. I don't know. I was going through my notes preparing for this particular talk, and I've done this exercise. No, I don't do it every year, but I've done it from time to time. And I went back to when I first did it, which was in 1992 was the first time that I did the exercise. And so in 1992, I scored each one. So the 5 years prior was 1987. Okay, so I did my 1987 and then 1992, which was my today, and then my future was 1997. Oh, and it's so funny to go back and look and see what you wrote, you know, about yourself that long ago. And then when I got to the thing that I predicted for 1997, I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it, because everything that I had predicted had come true. Everything on this list had happened. Like under financially, for 5 years ahead of time, I put a 10, of course, and I put for a sentence that I wanted to be earning $40,000 a year. That was a year. I mean, we're making so much more than that now. And then I put a living environment 10, same place, only making plans to buy a house. You know, so it's just really incredible when you go back and look at this stuff. So I really, really encourage you to work on that tonight. If you could get started on it tonight, would be great. But hopefully you'll be able to have that done definitely by next Monday's call. Have that completed. Just really sit down and take the time to think about that and work on that, and you'll just be surprised at what you'll see about yourself. Okay, so one of the other things about goal setting also that I've come to understand and learn a lot about is something that a mechanism that we have in our brains, and it's called the reticular activating system. What it is, the function of your RAS, as they call it, reticular activating system. So RAS is the short term for it. It determines what you will notice and what you will pay attention to. It is a screening device of your mind. Remember that your conscious mind can focus only on a limited number of elements at any one time, so you expend a lot of effort.
There are 20 callers on the call.
Countless stimuli bombarding you right now, but your brain deletes most of it and just focuses on what it believes is the most important to you. So it's a mechanism that we have, and it's called the reticular activating system. And a really good example of that is if you've ever bought a car, all of a sudden you notice that everybody has the exact same car that you have, and you think, man, I never noticed there were so many of these cars on the road before. And it's your RAS that's acting up there, it's kicking in. Or if you bought like a new outfit, and all of a sudden you see everybody has the same outfit, or you know, a new pocketbook, something, anything, and you'll just all of a sudden, or you could be like walking in a very, very busy, busy airport, and you're walking through the airport, and in the background there's talking over the loudspeaker, but you don't, subconsciously you do, but then if they say your name over the loudspeaker, boom, you're going to hear it right away, you know, in a busy, busy airport, because it's your RAS that it screens out things that aren't important to you, but things that are important to you, it's going to pop them up. So it's a shift, and it aligns you precisely with your goals, because your goals, you put them down. Okay, so subconsciously, you may not realize it, but subconsciously, you're going to be attracted towards something that you put down on your goal list. you know, something may cross your path that got to do with your goals, and your RAS is going to kick in, and you're going to think, okay, that's something that's important. I need to pay attention to that. So that's just one of the ways that works for us. So, you know, you just want to trust your RAS, that it will point you to what you need to know along the way. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to do, really this is the first step in this particular goal setting, well, second step, because we just did the first step. You should have in front of you also with your homework assignments your personal development goals. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to be covering four areas. This is going to be how to turn the invisible into the visible, making your dreams a reality. Now, by the time we're finished, you will have created for yourself an anticipation so great, a future so compelling, that you can't help but to take the first step. So I want you to just, like I said earlier, just don't even think about right now how. I just want you to think of what you want, okay? And we're going to learn about the how later. But for right now, in each one of these categories, there's four categories. Number one is personal development goals. The second category is career, business, and economic goals. And the third one is toys, adventure goals. And the fourth one is contribution goals. Now, for each of these, you'll have a set period of time in which to brainstorm. And you're going to write rapidly, keeping your pen moving. Don't censor yourself. Just get it all down on paper and constantly ask yourself, what would I want for my life if I knew I could have it any way I wanted it? What would I go for if I knew I could not fail? What would I go for if money and time were not an issue? Okay, these are the things that you need to be thinking about. And do this without questioning or doubting your capability. Just think about it. If time and money were no problem at all, what would you do with your life? So you're going to start on the personal development goals, and you'll write on another clean sheet of paper, you know, personal development goals. Now, on this page here in your homework assignment, I wrote down some examples. Okay, so what would you like to learn? What are some skills you want to master in your lifetime? What are some character traits you would like to develop? And, you know, who do you want to be? What are some of the things that, you know, create the body of your dreams? Join a gym, hire a cook or a chef. Maybe you want to learn to scuba dive, snorkel, snowboard, ski, surf, dance, sail, golf, tennis, karate. Maybe you want to learn computers, PowerPoint. Maybe you want to learn eBay, digital photography. Maybe you'd like to start a library, write articles and publish them on eBay. I mean, publish them online. Publish a newsletter. Maybe you want to dance or sing. These are just all personal development goals. What are some things in here that you've always wanted to do, but you just, you know, you always just pushed it aside and you just never did it? And no matter what you think of it, just, you know, write it down. Because I remember when I first did this exercise way back in 1992, I had always wanted to play tennis, but I, you know, it was like one of those things that I never did, and I thought, well, I'm just going to write it down, you know. So I wrote tennis down, and I actually remember kind of laughing when I wrote it down, thinking that, oh yeah, I'm really going to play tennis. And, you know, sure enough, several years later, when I was at Brevard Community College, they offered tennis, and I took the course, and I did two terms of playing tennis. And, you know, I realized after I took it for two terms that it was fun, but it was an awful lot of work. So I really, you know, that turned out to be a goal that I really wasn't willing to pursue too heavily, but, you know, I did it. I tried it. You know, so just put down anything that you can think of. So if money and time are no concern, what would you do? So if you could have your life any way you wanted it, what would it look like? You know, what are you excited about in your life right now? And you know what? If you're not excited about anything right now, if there's nothing in your life that excites you, what could you get excited about? What could excite you? What could really get you excited in your life right now? Okay, so that's the personal development one. So once again, you're going to take some time to just sit down and just start, you know, brainstorming and thinking of all the things that you want to be able to do in that particular category. Now, the second category is career, business, and economic goals, okay? So once again, you're going to do the same thing here. You're going to sit down and figure out exactly what it is that it is that you want. You know, how much money do you want to earn per year? What goals do you have for your EcoQuest? What do you want your net worth to be? By what age do you want to achieve financial independence? Do you want to pay off your mortgage so that you don't end up having to pay for your house three times over? Do you want to earn $500,000 a year or $500,000 a month? Do you want to pay off all your credit card debt? What are your money management goals? Do you need to balance your checkbook, balance your budget? Do you need a financial coach, maybe QuickBooks? What investments would you like to make? Do you need to learn more about the stock market or mutual funds? Would you like to contribute to a pension plan? Would you like to write and publish a book or an e-book or EZ? How much do you want to save towards giving your children a college education? How much do you want to spend on travel? Would you like to take your parents on a cruise or send them on a cruise? Your children? Would you like to take your children, you know, to maybe Orlando, to Disney World for a week? So how much money do you want to be able to spend on new toys or artwork? Is there any artwork that you want to buy? So what are your career goals? Would you like to contribute to EcoQuest in any way? What breakthrough would you like to create? Would you like to be a sales manager, coordinating sales manager, key, master, hall of fame, executive, presidential? What would you like to be known for within your profession? You know, would you like, when you walk by a group of people, they say, no wonder she's so successful. Hear them say that as you walk by. You know, what kind of impact do you want to have on people? So what's the one thing you would do with your business if you knew that you couldn't fail? What is it that you would do if you knew that you just couldn't fail? So once again, just really, really brainstorm that and just think about it and just write down whatever comes to your mind. Just write it all down. Then on the next one, which is the toys and adventure goals, okay, on this one, which is the third category, what would you like to build, create, or purchase? A cottage, a castle, a bungalow on a beach, a condominium, a timeshare, a catamaran, a sailboat, an island, a Lamborghini, a Jag, a Mercedes, Chanel wardrobe. Maybe you want all new furniture for your house. Maybe you want all new carpet in your house. Maybe you want to send your parents on a cruise, or maybe you want to put a pool in your backyard. These are just all different things, you know, what you want to be able to do. Would you like to attend maybe a Broadway play, or maybe you want to attend David Letterman up in New York at some time. Maybe you want to see go to Times Square and see the ball drop, or maybe you'd like to go to one of the plays on Broadway in New York City. Now that's something that I would love to do because that is fun. I'm telling you, that is the most exciting thing, is to see those Broadway plays up in New York City. You know, just think about all the different things. Is there someone you'd like to see in concert? Bruce Springsteen, maybe Barbara Streisand. These are just all the different things. What would you like to attend? So this is going to be, you know, your toys and adventure goals. You know, what would you like to? Would you like to maybe travel to Israel to see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, or go to the Wailing Wall or the Temple Mound? Would you like to maybe swim with pink dolphins in the oceans of Peru? Or maybe see the pyramids of Egypt, or some other ancient ruins in Rome, or maybe you'd like to go to the Galapagos Islands, or maybe Easter Island, or the Solomon Islands, or Fiji, or maybe you just want to go to Yellowstone, or the Grand Canyon, or maybe the South Pole, or the North Pole, or Hawaii, Mount Haleakala, Paris, the Eiffel Tower. You know, these are just all things. What type of adventures do you want to have in your life? You know, if time and money were no issue, where would you go? What would you do, you know? So just really think about what exotic places you would like to visit. You know, what are some of the things that you want to be able to do and see, you know, in your time? So that's your toys and adventures. So just really think about that. Brainstorm all the different things that you'd like to be able to do in that category. And then the last category that we have is contribution goals. Now, once again, contribution goals is very, very important for all of us, because once you get a lot of the other things in your life, you know, your survival, and you get all of those things taken care of, and your debt and your survival mode, and you're financially secure, you know, money-wise and person-wise and all of this and that, then you move on to contribution goals. And so how could you contribute? What would you want to do? What would you like to do? Would you like to build a shelter for the homeless, maybe adopt a child, read to the blind, volunteer with the Peace Corps for 6 months? Maybe you'd like to sponsor a child with World Visions and be able to go over there and, you know, see that child. Or maybe you'd like to teach Sunday school, teach adult Sunday school, or maybe music ministry for children. You know, just how could you contribute to society and help people? What is the way that you would like to be able to do that? Maybe you could do that some way with your business, or whatever way comes to mind for you. How is it that you want to be able to contribute and leave some type of a legacy, behind on how you were able to help people? Maybe you could write a book on, something that you learned and help people with that. So that's contribution goals. So really think about that and be thinking about in what categories you want to be able to contribute there. That's basically the four goals that you're going to be going over to. So you want to just take 5 minutes to brainstorm out all the possibilities, or, you could even take longer than 5 minutes, but just start writing down all the possibilities. And the key is to just write anything and everything that you can imagine without letting your mind stop. Now, these goals can be short-term, something you want to accomplish this week, this year, or long-term, in the next 20 or 30 years. So just be silly, be crazy, be a kid, and don't stop. Just keep writing everything you can think of. Just get really excited. So that's the first step. And then step two is then you want to go through them after you've done this and you've written them down, everything. And you want to go through and you want to give a timeline to each one of these. So if you're committed to accomplishing a goal within 1 year or less, put a 1 in front of it. If you're committed to accomplishing this goal in 3 years or less, put a 3, a 5, a 10 years, 20 years. So you want to just put a timeline on each goal that you've written down. And then in step 3, you want to choose your single most important one-year goal in this category. A goal that if you were to accomplish it this year would give you just tremendous excitement and make you feel that the year was really well invested. So you want to just take a few minutes and write down why you are committed to achieving this goal within 1 year. So those are the steps there, and you're pretty sure you have them in your outline. So by the time you finish this, you also have a page that says my top 10 goals for 2007. Now, what you're going to do, obviously, like I just said, the first four is you'll be taking your top goal from each one and writing it down, but I'd really like for you to, if you could, do your top 10 goals for 2007. Just think of the top things that you'd really like to complete in 2007. The goals that absolutely excite you and inspire you, with just sound, compelling reasons behind them. How would you feel if in 1 year you had mastered and attained them all? How would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about your life? I can't stress enough the importance of developing strong enough reasons to achieve these goals. Having a powerful enough why will provide you with the necessary how. Okay, James, I'm going to go ahead and close there if you want to take over now. Are you there, James?
Yes, I am. I'll haven't much time, so what I'm going to do is just sort of reemphasize the fact that folks' goals work, and we're living proof of it. I'm not going to go into what I did this morning because of the lack of time. At 8:45, you all know that we have a president's call. And what I will do, though, is talk just a little bit about, over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about attraction marketing and branding yourself. Branding you. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so we're going to be teaching prospecting techniques to get people to know, like, and trust you, to where they'll be calling you instead of you having to call them. One of the laws of attraction that I'll cover this evening here just in a minute or two is the concept that, let me explain. Can you remember times in your life where you wanted something so bad that you could taste it? Maybe it was a new car or a new home, or when you was kids, it was bicycles and clothes, and when you was really young, it was ice cream. You remember those days? A lot of us tend to focus on what we don't have, and it should be no wonder why that's exactly what we get more of. Several years ago, Jennifer and I set our goals and started a manifestation process, if you will, for what we wanted to achieve. And we got all kinds of magazines, or Jennifer did for the most part, and she cut out and placed pictures, all of these tangible items and what we wanted. And we put them on a dream board. And that, reminds you each day of where you're heading. And folks, if you don't know where you're heading, you're not likely to get there. We also focused on visualizing our goals and our dreams, you know, using all of our senses, and that's very important. And we painted real pictures in our minds of exactly what we wanted to achieve, and as often as possible, using emotions of how that would make us feel. And we visualized all tangible and intangible goals with, you know, total trust and belief that we had actually already achieved these goals. By the way, this type of visualization is no different than lying on your grass and staring up the sky and dreaming. Once we started expecting these things to happen, and more importantly, letting go of that expectation, over time and out of nowhere, it seemed like things we were wanting, they just started magically materializing. The expecting and then the letting go of it, that's what it's all about. That's what allowing is. Allowing the universe to take care of the how, as long as we take care of the why and the what. Now, you're probably wondering, well, is there something that you can do right now to really make that, you know, that kind of an immediate impact on your life? Well, there is, and that's the homework assignment, or the thing that I emailed you. It's called Simpleology. You need to go through that. It's a 30-day course, and there's five, I forgot what they call them, there's five things there that you'll need to go through, and I'm telling you, it will help you. Mark Joyner is the guy that developed this thing, and he's one of those Jedi masters of both marketing and mindset. And I'm learning a lot about marketing, online and offline. And you're going to find that this is going to help you a lot. The practical exercises and real life actions that are integrated into, you know, make sure you understand and you can use the information that's presented. And you also want to get a copy of The Secret. You want to watch that two or three times. You can watch it online for $4.95, but if I was you, I'd spring for $30 and get me my own copy, because you're going to want to watch that and refer to it, and you're going to watch it and watch it and watch it. And things in there is going to help you. You want to get the course, the Simpology, follow the instructions and what's suggested. And more importantly, is actually do the daily exercises. And I'm telling you, what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing some drastic changes and improvements in a relatively short period of time. And not just in your business, but also in your personal life. It's easy to do, and what you're going to find is that it's actually a lot of fun. Okay, next week, I'm going to talk about laws of attraction, branding yourself, and we've got a lot of work cut out for us. We're going to be talking about prospecting. You can learn how, once you've got somebody involved, well, you need to go and know everything that's on www.secrets-2-lifetime-income.info. Learn that website, folks. Go through there, because that's the way that you bring somebody in, what you teach them, how do you teach them, and what to do next. What we're going to cover over the next month or two is prospecting techniques on and offline, and we're going to find out that we're going to find out who wants to build a business. And folks, believe me, we got a lot of work to do, but we're going to the Galapagos Islands, and I hope you're going with us. All right, just got a few minutes here. We got about 7 or 8 minutes before the next call starts with the president and Mike Jackson. That give you time to get a cup of coffee. And we'll see you on that call.
All callers are unmuted.
Appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you, Jennifer. And